ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump hailing the class of 2025 at the U.S. Military Academy as he delivers his second commencement address at West Point.
We're focusing our military on its core mission, crushing America's adversaries, killing America's enemies, and defending our great American flag like it has never been defended before.
Friday, the president fired new salvos in his trade war. He threatened tariffs against Apple and other smartphone makers if they don't manufacture products in the U.S. He also threatened the European Union with tariffs. Boeing and the Department of Justice reached an agreement over deadly 737 MAX crashes. Boeing will pay almost $500 million in fines and more than $440 million to victims' families. Tens of millions of people on the road this Memorial Day weekend, and AAA says gas prices are at their lowest for this holiday weekend since 2021. This is ABC News. A major roadway in Southern California is reopened for the first time since January's fires.
For over 4 months, Pacific Coast Highway has been closed as crews have made repairs and cleaned up the area after the wildfires. Christopher Tompkins owns Broad Street Oyster Company.
We've been counting down the days.
One study of the economic impact shows bars and restaurants took a $7.6 million loss because of the PCH closure.
It's been brutal. You know, we're down anywhere between 60 and 80% versus last year.
Every day, almost 1,300 truckloads of debris are still coming out of the PCH fire zone. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Two people in New York City are under arrest, charged with allegedly kidnapping and torturing a man for weeks. Police say the victim was a former cryptocurrency business partner lured back from Italy and tortured to try to get access to his account. The man was able to escape. He's being treated at a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 65 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for mild and tranquil conditions with partly sunny skies, a high in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 42, and tomorrow partly cloudy, a bit warmer with a high of 70. Again, in Richland Center, we have northwesterly winds at 3 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 35, it's 65 degrees.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Turbo's in Hub City is the ultimate go-to spot for food, fun, and flavor. Start your weekend with their crowd-pleasing Friday Night Fish, featuring fresh shrimp and full menu. Saturday nights are all about indulgence with juicy prime rib and shrimp, plus a full menu to explore. Looking for a great lunch? Turbo's has daily soup and sandwich specials, and don't miss their famous hash burger, a mouth-watering meal you won't forget. Sundays feature roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts that hit the sweet spot. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where every visit feels like a celebration. Come for the food, stay for the fun. Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. At the Capitol, legislation known as Braden's Law is ready for a vote in the State Assembly. It's named in honor of a Wisconsin teen who took his own life after falling victim to sextortion, which is soliciting intimate images from victims and threatening to release them if they don't pay up. Representative Brent Jacobson of Mosinee.
It sends a message that people need to stay away from our kids in Wisconsin. This is not a game. This is not something you're going to get away with. And when you are caught, you're going to have the full weight of the justice system.
The bill designates sextortion as a Class B felony, punishable by up to 60 years in prison. Jacobson says the measure has bipartisan support. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forest and forestry industry. According to a press release, the forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products each year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs. Following a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development, Governor Tony Evers has renewed calls for support from the state legislature. Republican state lawmakers removed over 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Governor Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration seeking to stop cuts to AmeriCorps. Days after announcing her candidacy in the 2026 Wisconsin Supreme Court election, Judge Chris Taylor has received the endorsement of three current justices and Justice-elect Susan Crawford. Justices Rebecca Dallet, Jill Karofsky, and Janet Protasiewicz all expressed their support for Judge Taylor, highlighting her experience and commitment to ensuring everyone in the state gets a fair hearing under the law. Judge Taylor currently serves on the Court of Appeals and will challenge incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley for the state Supreme Court seat. Following another mild winter in Wisconsin, an environmental group says nearly every city they've studied has seen increasing average summer temperatures over the last 50 years. According to a WPR report, Climate Control recently released an analysis of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration since 1970, which showed an average temperature increase of over 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit in the summers. Milwaukee was among the cities the group studied and has seen an average summer temperature increase of nearly 3.5 degrees. The next generation of people making sure we stay on the air are being trained. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
the next generation of people making sure we stay on the air are being trained. Starting next fall, UW Oshkosh will offer a specialized track in broadcast engineering, the first of its kind in Wisconsin. A statement says the new emphasis was designed with input from industry leaders. A partnership with Madison College will allow students to enter the workforce after 2 years or transfer to complete their bachelor's degree. Thanks in advance to the graduates.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the Rare Plant Monitoring Program's 2025 Plant of the Year. This year, the agency is encouraging residents to plant milkweed in their yards. There are 13 native milkweed species in Wisconsin, with five of them listed as endangered, threatened, or under special concern. Milkweed is especially helpful for monarch butterflies, as the only plants the butterflies lay their eggs on and the only food the caterpillars eat. Residents can find native milkweed plants on the DNR website. The Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 151 near Exit 44 Friday night around 8:45. As a result of the stop, two individuals were taken into custody on multiple charges. Angela M. Thomas, 50 of Juneau, was arrested for possession with intent to deliver more than 50 grams of amphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture methamphetamine, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Victoria K. Hies, 35 of Gays Mills, was arrested for possession with intent to deliver more than 50 grams of amphetamine. Both Thomas and Hies were transported to the Iowa County Jail, where they are currently being held. It's 66 degrees in Richland Center at 12:11. Be sure the items you buy at a garage sale are safe. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
It's time to celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with Schmidt Woodland Hills, and someone is about to win big. The 60th anniversary vacation raffle is in full swing, and the grand prize is a luxurious five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida, complete with sun, sand, and sea. First prize, a three-night Northwoods getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus exciting cash prizes and adventure experiences are up for grabs. Tickets are just $10 each or five for $45 and are available now at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners will be drawn July 17th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing. No need to be present to win. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com to learn more. Sunshine, adventure, and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It is a sunny 64 degrees in Richland Center at 12:13. Now that spring is here, garage sale season is underway. When shopping at a garage sale, buyers should be cautious about certain items they intend to purchase. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This can be a really fun time of year because you can find great deals. Maybe you find unique merchandise. Maybe you just like to find those surprises, that those things you didn't know you needed that show up in someone else's garage. But please keep safety in mind and check for recalls on items that anyone intends to purchase. And the best way to do this is examine the item and ask yourself questions about the item when you're shopping.
When inspecting an item, there are things to look for to make sure it is safe for you and your family.
Does the item have an electrical cord? If it does, is there damage to that cord? Frayed wires, coating that's cracked or broken away. This could be an electrical hazard that could cause problems for electrocution or a fire safety hazard in your home. Does the item, especially any toys, have chipping paint? Because that could be a sign of lead. If you have little ones in the house or even yourself, lead can be very hazardous. Does the item contain chemicals that could be toxic? Now, this is very hard to see, so how are you going to know? Things like BPA or PFAS, mercury, again, even lead could be a problem. So you probably need to check the recall list on these items. If you have little ones in the house or could come into the home, you need to consider choking hazards. So maybe you travel with an empty toilet paper tube roll with you, and if any items, small parts fit through that, that could be considered a choking hazard, and you need to take caution there. And same with button cell batteries. Those can be incredibly hazardous for young people as well as older if they are ingested. So you need to consider if the item has secured that battery properly so it's not accessible.
While inspecting any merchandise is a great way to check its safety, Michelle Reinen says there is another way to check safety as well.
Your examination is one step, but actually checking the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission for recalls of items is that second step before you bring them into the home or even before you purchase them, because you can go to saferproducts.gov and check things out while you're standing in the driveway of someone's household and just see if that item's been recalled or not.
If you have questions about the safety of an item or if you are a victim of a scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 invites you to celebrate the true meaning of Memorial Day this Monday as they remember those veterans who never made it home. The day will begin with a parade stepping off at 10 in Richland Center. The parade will begin at the Richland Hospital parking lot at 3rd and Park Street and go down to Church Street. It will circle around and end at the Richland Center Cemetery. Commander Marge Freeman says the parade will have a number of displays.
We'll have the Richland Center High School band and probably another band there, the American Legion Auxiliary. Their donkeys are supposed to be there to represent, and for their mascots, that's their mascots. There'll be other patriotic displays showing up.
If you would like to be in the parade, contact Commander Marge Freeman. The Memorial Day program will begin around 10:30 following the parade at the Richland Center Cemetery.
WRCO Bo Hendricks is the designated master of ceremonies. Our guest speaker is Greg Herbst. He is the Ithaca Schools principal superintendent. And then also we have Ethan Gald will do the Gettysburg Address. And then Mara Delagrave will do the TAPS recognition after we honor our veterans with the three volleys of firing for the Military Honor Guard.
Following the program at the cemetery, the Women's Relief Corps water service will be held at the American Legion Post 13. In the case of inclement weather, the parade will not be held, but the programs will be held at Richland Center High School beginning at 10. This Monday, Memorial Day, fly your U.S. flag at half staff from sunrise until noon, then raise it to full staff until sunset. Each Memorial Day, this is done to honor the men and women who have died while serving in the armed forces. All other flags flown alongside the U.S. flag should also be at half staff during this time. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that the 2025 spring hearing questions and results are now available. Just over 9,000 people responded to the 2025 spring hearing questionnaire, either in person or online. Questions included topics ranging from fishing bag limit changes on individual water bodies to building accessible cabins at state-managed properties and extending the fall turkey season in specific zones. The full list of questions and results is available available on the DNR website. Public input received through this process is advisory to Natural Resources Board members, DNR staff, and anyone working on these issues. Results from the public input were considered by the Conservation Congress at their annual convention earlier this month and will be forwarded to the DNR and Natural Resources Board in June. It's 66 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Today's vital statistics are next.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Saturday, May 24th. Sharon L. Gard, age 77, died last Saturday unexpectedly in her sleep. Memorial services will be held at 1 this afternoon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from now until the time of service at 1. Sharon Gard is survived by her husband Steve, 6 children, 13 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, family, and friends. Sharon L. Gard, age 77. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73 of Hillsboro, died May 16th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 2:30 at the Burr Wesleyan Church. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the church this afternoon from 12:30 until the time of service at 2:30. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Danny Baldwin is survived by his wife of 47 years, Donna, children, Lyle and Polly, George and Amanda, Jessica and Craig Holgerson, and Sarah and Chris Benish, 20 grandchildren, siblings, Eileen and Myron Ludvina, Sharon and Butch Haug, Jerry Baldwin, Peter Baldwin, Catherine and Gordon Ressler, Molly and Tim Pettit, and Christy and Dennis Larson. Sister-in-law, Esther Baldwin, many nieces and nephews. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro. Kimberly Joe, Kim Blickham Arbogast, age 70, died May 16th after bravely confronting a diagnosis of lung cancer. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made through Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service to the family for a celebration of life, which will be held at a later date. Kim Blickham Arbogast is survived by her son, Isaac Arbogast of Richland Center, daughter, Shannon and Austin Glick of Lone Rock, 3 grandchildren, a brother, Tony Treffren of Grand Bay, Alabama, 3 brothers-in-law, Mike Barron, John Butler, and George Coletta, nieces and nephews, aunt, cousins, and friends. Kimberly Joe, Kim Blickham Arbogast, age 70. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for the Tukendorf family. Charlene Tukendorf is survived by 5 sons, Christopher and Mandy Lewicki of Milton, Adam and Serena Volden of Reedstown, Michael and Leslie Hendricks of Reedsburg, Nathan of New Berlin, and Charles Tukendorf and Rebecca Hack of Pewaukee. 7 grandchildren, a brother, James Gerblowski of San Francisco, California, many nieces, nephews, cousins, relatives, and friends. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Dave and Katie Ellingson and Charlie and Sue Paulson. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Kind of a pretty spring day across the region with the light winds and temperatures warming fairly quickly. It does look like a slow warming trend will continue the next 5 or 6 days across the area, getting us back to normal basically as we get toward the second half of next week. No major storms in our part of the country either. Looks like the big storms with heavy rain will stay down in the southern plains over toward the Gulf Coast states next 3 or 4 days. Meanwhile, there will be a weaker disturbance or two sliding across the upper Midwest. Could bring us some spotty showers here and there by Monday night and Tuesday. That chance picks up going into Wednesday as well, and then finally moves away by Thursday or Friday. Rain amounts, though, for the week ahead, fairly small, probably a quarter inch or less in our neck of the woods. The forecast for the rest of today, partly sunny with highs around 66 degrees, light northeasterly wind. Just a few clouds tonight, low 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and slightly warmer with a high of 70, wind variable between 4 and 8. On Monday for Memorial Day, partly sunny, low 43, high of 70. So if you're heading off to some activities on Monday, it looks like it'll be good weather for that for the most part. Monday night into Tuesday, there's a chance of some scattered showers, especially on the day Tuesday, with a high of 64. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, often on showers likely, maybe a rumble of thunder, high 63. Thursday, partly sunny and warmer, still a small chance of a brief light shower, lows in the upper 40s with a high of 72. And by Friday, mixed skies and warm, low 50, high near 76. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 65 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 66, our low this morning was 35. Our high so far today, 67. The record high for this date set in 1950 is 92 degrees. The record low, 29, was set in 1963. Last year's high was 67 with a low of 54. Sunset tonight will be at 8:28 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:29. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 5 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.32. Relative humidity is 43% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 65 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, Zero Turn or Push Mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona.
see me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preacher come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Saturday afternoon, everyone. Happy Saturday. In fact, happy Saturday, May 24th. Kind of a special day for me for no in particular reason. Oh, I don't know why. Just one of those days of the week that that kind of comes along every now and again. One day a year. I'll give you a clue as to why this is a happy sort of day for me. Everybody listening, everybody there, here we go.
A million people every day are starving in the street. Your daddy's in the gutter with the wretched and the poor. Your mama's in the kitchens with a can of Psycho 4. There's garbage in the water, there's poison in the sky. I guess it won't be long before we're all gonna die.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Well, what's the matter, little friend? You think this party is the pit? Enjoy it while you can, we'll soon be blown to bits. The monkeys in the Pentagon are gonna cook our goose. The fingers on the button, all they need is an excuse. It doesn't take a bit of their genius to see. We'll all be crispy critters after World War III. There's nowhere you can run to, nowhere you can hide. When they drop the big one, we all get fried.
Come on, boys and girls, sing along, okay?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
And everything inside, there's a mother in the ghetto with another mouth to feed. Seems that everywhere you look today, there's misery and greed. I guess you know the earth is going to crash into the sun, but that's no reason why we shouldn't have a little fun. So if you think it's scary, if it's more than you can take, just blow out the candles and have a piece of cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Wow!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Thank you.
From Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band with a clue as to just what I may be celebrating today, a number in particular. When I'm 64, song that Paul wrote in honor of his father. Here is a little bit of Barry McGuire. Now, don't necessarily take this to heart, but this is Eve of Destruction.
Thank you. get around, I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
From 1966, those are the Beach Boys with a song recorded with the Wrecking Crew at Capitol Records with I Get Around. It's time for our first commercial break. I want to thank the sponsors of Saturdays with Simo. That would include Mastodon Records, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, WP Dental, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, and Pine Valley Community Village. Thank you very much to each of those sponsors of today's program. So we will take a break and hear from them. And when we come back, we've got more great tunes, kicking things off with a little bit of Barrett Strong singing about money.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Get ready, gearheads, music lovers, and barbecue fans. This Sunday, head to Summit Ridge on Highway 58 between Lavelle and Mauston for an epic day of chrome tunes and smoky goodness. At 1 p.m., the first car show of the season kicks off, featuring live music by the Eric Knopfsinger Band from 1 until 5. Bring your appetite. Barbecue chicken will be hot off the grill all day long. Classic cars, great music, and delicious food. It's all happening Sunday, May 25th. At Summit Ridge between Lavelle and Mauston.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
From Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
From science fairs to sport fields, this class has done it all. Time to celebrate graduation of Weston High School 2025. Brought to you by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, and Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body.
Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Representative Van Orden has already decided to kick our neighbors off Medicaid by voting for the Republican budget bill. These cuts to Medicaid will also be devastating to rural communities, with the loss of hospitals, clinics, and nursing homes. The decision now is in the hands of the Senate and Senator Ron Johnson. We need to ask him if he agrees with Representative Van Orden that sick Wisconsinites should give up their health care so millionaires and billionaires like him can get a tax cut. Providing health care to our sick neighbors, friends, and family on Medicaid is not waste, fraud, and abuse of our tax dollars. It is our tax dollars helping to care for those we care about. Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. President Trump calls this a big, beautiful bill. Instead, it is a big billionaire bonanza, handed to billionaires by stripping health care away from those of who need it. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Thank you for being part of our Retro Saturday on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This is Saturdays with Simo and your host, Chris Simonson.
That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want.
strong with money. That's what I want. Great song there. Let's go back to the 1970s, shall we? Yep, we're going to do that. We're going to listen to a little bit of Harry Nilsson. Man, I love Nilsson. Fell in love with him. Oh, goodness. I guess I would have been late elementary, early junior high when I first heard The Point. But this is another great tune. This is called Spaceman.
Bang, bang, shoot 'em up, destiny. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up to the moon. Shoot 'em up, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. I wanna to be a spaceman, that's what I wanna to be. But now that I am a spaceman, nobody cares about me. Hey Mother Earth, you bring me back down safely to the sea. Round and around and around and around is all she ever said to me. To make a good run, I wanted to go to the moon. I knew that I'd be fun. I told him to send me real soon. I wanted to be a spaceman. I wanted to be so bad. But now that I am a spaceman, I'd rather be back on the back. Hey Mother Earth, would you bring me back down? Save me to
down.
Round and around.
the night you're playing. Tell the dawn and the sun.
The sun.
Let it shine.